The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
664-5858. Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks. Hello and welcome to, you got it, the Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. The time just moving on by. In some ways, and yet in others, it seems like it's plodding along at a snail's pace, I'm sure, with COVID-19. But in the midst of all that, there's some very important things that we want to recognize, and one of them is one that you just heard Jim Kress, our newsman, mention, and that is the loss of a great man of God to us, Ravi Zacharias. I'm sure by now many of you had already learned about it, others just hearing it now. Indeed, he was a remarkable man on any number of fronts, but he was known as one of the great Christian apologists of our time, and he went home to be with the Lord today after a battle with cancer that finally took his life. I've asked Tom Moyer, our general manager, to share his own thoughts because Tom knows him well. He's been part of our broadcast family here at WAVA and with our Salem media group across the country. So, Tom, thanks for taking some time to honor this great man.
Oh, it's my privilege to talk about the blessing of Ravi Zacharias.
Yeah. An amazing man, an amazing man. What are some of the memories you have of this man? Now, you worked with him both as one of our broadcasters, and he spoke at some events here at WAVA. What comes to mind?
Yeah, Don, I first heard Ravi Zacharias about 25 years ago. He joined the broadcast ministry team of WAVA, and many of you know his broadcast has been on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays, Sundays at 8:30 a.m. The broadcast is called Let My People Think, which fits Ravi very well. But his broadcast is just magnetic. It just pulls you in because he was gifted with an ability to articulate the gospel and the Christian perspective compared to other world religions in a way, I would say, that not many people can do what Ravi has done. He impacts so many lives. So one of the times I remember, my oldest son was at college. This may have been 10 years ago or so. And I was talking to him on the phone, and we were talking about something that had to do with the Christian faith. And I said, Matthew, you should check out, look for some videos by a guy named Ravi Zacharias. And he said, Dad, I know Ravi Zacharias very well. And Matthew was going to school at Towson University, a secular college. And he said, Dad, Ravi is known all over this campus. People share his videos all the time. And I said, really? He said, oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody knows Ravi Zacharias. And it was like just the impact of this man. But, Don, we also had we had Ravi in town, I believe, 3 times over about 25 years. He agreed to come to town to do events for WAVA. So one of those events that was the most recent one we did was over at Fourth Presbyterian Church in Bethesda. Mm-hmm. We did an evening event for WAVA listeners, and Ravi spoke for probably about a half hour. And then we did question and answers for another half hour. And I happened to be up on the stage with Robbie managing the Q&A time, you know, the questions. And we had a plan. Robbie had an assistant, and his assistant said, "Tom, as soon as the event is over, Robbie is going to stay on the stage and sneak out this back door and go out to the parking lot and, you know, and get out of here, you know, kind of so he doesn't get mobbed because he has a lot of back pain and he's tired." And so I said, "No problem." So the question and answer session ends, and I'm ready for Robbie to go with us quickly out this side door there, you know, on the stage. And Robbie walks right down into the audience, off the stage, into the audience, and just starts greeting people. And I would say about a third of the sanctuary, a third of those people got in line, and Robbie stayed and greeted every person,
yep,
one by one for about an hour. That's the heart of Robbie Zacharias.
Well, he's shaped so many of our lives spiritually, intellectually, and informationally, all wrapped up in one. An amazing man. We will be doing more in days to come here this week to pay tribute to him. We'll get perhaps some others who know him as fellow pastors, fellow teachers that may want to share some thoughts as well. But also, before we have to take this first break, Tom, as you know, coming up in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to be talking with Dave Holston. David Holston is the president and CEO of what we know as MAF, Mission Aviation Fellowship. We've partnered with them in years past, raising money for airplanes and so on. And he's going to be joining us to pay tribute and to talk about the tragic loss of their colleague and their friend, MAF pilot Joyce Lynn. It's a story even that CNN headlined a few days ago with her death. But you and your family have an unusual connection, I think, or a very special one. Do you want to say anything about that before we take the break and move to that conversation with David?
Yes, thank you. My wife is involved with a ministry at our church, and through that ministry, she met a very lovely Christian woman named Laura. And Laura's family was personally connected with this pilot, Joyce Lynn. And so we understand from Laura that Joyce Lynn was just a wonderfully committed Christian missionary. And, of course, she lost her life doing missions work, delivering COVID-related help overseas. And we'll learn about that in a minute. So, yeah, just to add that that apparently just a wonderfully committed Christian dying doing the work of Christ.
They're out there, folks, aren't they? From Robbie Zacharias to someone that maybe nobody knew about to right now, Joyce Lynn, but the Lord knows about her. And she was, I've read a bit about her career, a remarkable lady. I think she was only 40 years of age, and the plane went down as she was, in fact, in the process, as we'll learn more of in a moment or two, delivering COVID-19 materials to one of the Asian regions. We'll get the details, as I say, coming up with David Holston. But God has his servants scattered all over the earth. And I was especially gratified that we could talk with David because, as you remember, you probably helped set it up. We have partnered with MAF in years past to do just what I said, to help raise money for these airplanes.
You know, so often, Don, we learn about a ministry and we see their work and we just are astonished. There are so many great ministries that put their lives on the line. And they work on a shoestring budget, and they get amazing things done all over the world by the grace of God.
Well, thank you, my friend. Thanks for helping us make it possible every day here, 24/7 on WAVA and all the Salem stations. And I appreciate your heart, and it flows down from the top down throughout this this staff. It's a great. I said it on Facebook the other day. Regarding Salem, that's a great place to work, 23 years and counting now. And it's really remarkable how God has raised this ministry up. People like you and others have made it possible. And I love working with you.
Well, Don, you know, any time that you or I say that, you know, we're it. It's because of us. We're in trouble.
Oh, we are.
Obviously, the Lord has put this together and sustained it and grown it. And thank you to the listeners of WAVA for your wonderful support of all the ministries that we have. That has made a world of difference in affecting so many lives.
That's right. Amen. Tom Moyer, our general manager. And as Tom said, this is a thing that God has done. If you were to meet the men who started Salem Media Group so many years ago now, they would be the first to tell you this is a God thing. from day one. I'm sure they'd quote scriptures like, "This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes," because it's not anything human beings by themselves could accomplish. And you've been part of all of that. We'll talk to you more about that. But stay with us. We're going to talk about this amazing pilot who just lost her life with MAF.
Most of us wanted to say Jesus three times, get saved, click our heels, and all our problems go away. But that's not the way it is in Scripture. Evening comes before morning. Darkness comes before the sunrise. And the challenge is, we didn't just meet the God of, three or four scriptures and some Christianity born in some strange place. We've begun to worship the God of the Bible. And when you worship the God of the book, things go according to the book. In this book, darkness is an indication that morning's on the way. When you look at the book, you know that darkness was over the face of the earth. Then God said, "Let there be light." It started with darkness. So darkness is not an indication that God has failed you, forsaken you, that God doesn't love you or care for you. It's an indication that you're part of God's process. And if you hang in there, sunrise will come right on time.
This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has forced us to find new ways to live, but how does it affect our faith? Get a free download of John Piper's Coronavirus in Christ from Family Life Today.
This is a time when the fragile form of this world is felt. The seeming solid foundations are shaking.
In this free book, you'll get answers to your questions and concerns.
Find hope and faith in this free John Piper book. Download now at WAVA.com, keyword God.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. For 75 years and counting, the global ministry known as MAF, Mission Aviation Fellowship, has been carrying the gospel and so much more to some of the hardest to reach areas and locations in the world. I mean, bringing medicine and doctors, disaster relief, education, evangelists, Bible translators, food supplies, agriculture and clean water projects, on and on the list goes, bringing these things to people who otherwise are completely cut off, isolated really from the rest of the world, and almost impossible for them to get the basic necessities that we take for granted. And through the years, many of you listening right here on WAVA and on this show have joined with your prayers and donations in partnering with this great ministry and some of the fundraising campaigns we've done together by airplanes and so forth, which makes our visit right now with David Holston even more special. David is president and CEO of MAF, and we've asked him to join us for a few minutes to share about the very sad and tragic loss of one of their pilots, Joyce Lynn, who we mentioned just a moment ago. She lost her life when her plane malfunctioned while she was on her way to deliver COVID-19 rapid test kits to, as I understand it, a remote Indonesian village. David, it's an honor to welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Don. Pleasure to be with you.
Tell us a bit more about this remarkable lady. But before we do, I mentioned briefly MAF, but it's a ministry that a lot of our listeners are aware of. Others may just be hearing about it. Give us a little history of the ministry first before we go into Joyce's story, if you would.
Sure. MAF started actually 75 years ago this year. 2020 is a big year for us. And our ministry began in Latin America, supporting some missionaries there. It spread around the world to the African continent, to Indonesia, and other places. And, you know, really, our mission has remained the same. We use the airplane as a very unique and special tool of ministry to connect people who live in incredibly isolated parts of the world to the resources and the people that are seeking to impact their lives. And, you know, quite simply, we want to share the love of Christ with them so that they can experience both physical and spiritual transformation. So that's our unique calling. I personally have found it to be an incredibly satisfying and amazing sort of work to be a part of. I think it's about the best thing you can do with an airplane. And it's our privilege to get to steward that really that gift that God has given us.
Having said that, is also, by its nature, a ministry that has great risk attendant to it, with these pilots going into some of the most difficult areas, as we've mentioned, in the world. That's really kind of what happened with Joyce. I guess you don't know for sure yet what went wrong with the plane, or do you?
We don't yet. That's still under investigation and could be for some time to come. But you're right. One of the unique things about MAF's ministry is that our aircraft are flown into very challenging airstrips that may be carved into the side of a mountain. It may be in a remote desert area where there's security issues. It could be a slippery jungle airstrip. These are common places to be served by an MAF airplane. So it requires a lot of really sophisticated training, a lot of procedural adherence and guidance to those procedures in order to be able to do the work that we do with safety. And the Lord has blessed us really with an incredible safety record, particularly in recent decades. And so it had been 23 years since we had lost a pilot to a fatal accident. So our hearts were broken, and there was a measure of shock that we all experienced this last week when news reached us that Joyce had been involved in an accident. She had radioed a distress call, so she knew that something was wrong with the airplane, and descended into a lake right there by the airport that she had just departed from. And eventually the aircraft was found, and Joyce did not survive the accident. So it's a heavy time for us, but we know that Joyce, she died doing what she loved doing, and she was responding to a call that God had placed on her life, and that's where we find ourselves now.
Folks, I hope you hear that last statement. She responded to her call. You know, too often, folks, I think people think, well, just the preachers, the missionaries, the evangelists, they're the called. No. Every child of God has a call of some sort. Joyce is a case in point. Tell us more about this lady, what you know about her background and how she came to MAF and anything else that might give a sense of really who she was.
Well, Joyce was an incredible woman. She became a part of MAF just about 3 years ago. It was really almost a second career for her. Joyce's parents immigrated to the U.S. from Taiwan, and Joyce attended MIT. And following that, she went to Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary. She served with the U.S. Air Force in an IT role. She eventually picked up her pilot's license and visited our operation in Indonesia about 10 years ago. And that was really where the seed began to grow in her life. And she had a growing conviction that that was the sort of work that God wanted her to do. And it's very clear that Joyce could have done any number of things very successfully. She could have received fame and riches doing that. But that was not who she was. And the amazing thing about her story was the humility that characterized her life. Despite all of these accomplishments, she was investing in her own growth and development in a way that would allow her to serve others with the gifts that God had given to her. And so, as is often the case, you go through a tragedy like this and you learn new layers about the person who was involved in it. And Joyce really was remarkable, and we know that she wouldn't want us to talk about her in a way that would place her on a pedestal or look at her as having some sort of standard of living that's unattainable. I think quite the opposite. She would be quick to admit her own challenges in her own life, but she did serve with great humility and great intentionality, and that was a great blessing to those who were served by her and served alongside of her.
Now, while we're on the subject of piloting for MAF, as I recall reading briefly, you were a pilot before you came to MAF. Is that right? Is that how you connected?
Well, I went through a training as part of Moody Bible Institute's program to train missionary pilots and mechanics. So after I graduated from that program, I joined MAF about 20 years ago. And our family lived in Indonesia for 17 of those years, actually lived in the same location where Joyce was serving. I flew the same aircraft she was flying on the day of her accident. I served the same village that she was flying to. I did that flight many times. So personally, it's definitely had an impact on our family. It's very easy for us to imagine that whole setting. Our hearts are just grieving with our friends who are still living there. But I can tell you, Don, the work that she was involved in was absolutely critical. She was flying to a village called Mami up in the mountainous highlands of Papua. Multiple mountain ranges you cross. There aren't any decent roads that reach that part of the country. They really are served almost exclusively by aircraft. And she had a load of supplies for a medical clinic as well as a school that is served by MAF. And that aircraft was full of cargo. You mentioned already they had rapid test kits on board for the medical clinic and food supplies for the teachers at the school. And those folks are grieving. They were really impacted by the loss of Joyce. They had come to really love her during the time that she was serving them.
Well, as best we can, and I know our listeners would agree, we are offering our condolences and our prayers and our empathy with this loss to you and your colleagues there, and also especially her family. I think she had, read her parents and two sisters also as survivors.
That's correct. And, you know, unfortunately, with everything going on right now with COVID-19, they were unable to travel to Indonesia, so they had to watch her memorial service. We live streamed that back to the U.S., and so that's added certainly an extra layer of difficulty to all of this for them.
Well, we're going to keep you in prayer. And again, it's an honor to talk with you, David. And we would pray that the Lord will, well, I'm sure he already has someone picked out to replace her in that ministry, in a sense. However, she's irreplaceable. In fact, I read from one of the pieces that your office had provided us that her biography reads, while Joyce will always be excited to fly planes and work on computers, She's most excited to share the love of Jesus Christ by helping to transform other people's deep discouragement and mourning into dancing and joy. I thought, what a legacy to leave behind.
You're exactly right. We celebrate that.
Thank you, my friend. I hope we'll have an occasion that is not so sad to talk again, but in the meantime, keep up the great work.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for your prayers.
Again, we invite that and encourage that on your part as well, folks. Prayers for Joyce Lynn and her family, and also David Holston, we just spoke with, president and CEO of Mission Aviation Fellowship. Their website is maf.org, maf.org, and I understand there's information about her at maf.org/LIN, her last name.
I love golf, and I also add Troditol, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Hey, it's Ryan, and luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve WAVA listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
The stock market is tanking. Unemployment will likely reach an all-time high. Experts are saying the worst is yet to come, but what we need now is a solution. We have Colin Plume, president of Noble Gold, for some advice. What can Americans do now to prepare for a financially secure future?
It's time to invest in assets that are sure to maintain value through any economic disaster, such as gold, silver, and other precious metals. Holding shares in companies that might not be there next year doesn't make any sense to me, and the markets are made up of hundreds of companies just like this. Take a look at the Dow Jones from 25 years ago. There are less than a handful of companies that have survived the test of time, such as Kodak and Westinghouse. But the precious metals market is not only surviving, it's thriving.
That's encouraging, Colin. But how do our listeners, especially ones without financial savvy, explore the best strategies for their specific needs? And do we even have gold left? I heard there's a shortage.
We have helped thousands secure their investment and ready to help more. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The explosive news regarding the government's handling of former National Security Advisor Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and the transition from the period when President Obama was president to when President Trump took the oath of office ought to have the attention of every American. President Trump has labeled it Obamagate. Some have tried to dismiss it or label it as some sort of nutty conspiracy theory or birtherism, and we should do neither nor allow it. Obamagate is simply shorthand for the intentional interference with the peaceful, seamless, cooperative transition of power between presidential administrations. It may not be criminal to mess around with the transition, but it's certainly destructive of the Republic's greatest political tradition. Federal prosecutor John Durham is no doubt keenly focused on everything that happened in this period, but was there a criminal act? Maybe. Wait and see. Were these events deeply destructive of one of our finest traditions, the peaceful transfer of power? Absolutely. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Sponsored by Alliance Defending Freedom.
This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. In the district, traffic is at a crawl as you make your way westbound on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway between the Naval Yard and the 3rd Street Tunnel. Expect to see heavy brake lights as you make your way southbound on Indian Head Highway due to a work zone between Livingston Road and Swan Creek Road. Need to manage a changing workforce? It's time to get to know Express Employment Professionals. Find a location near you at ExpressPros.com. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
It'll be breezy this evening, otherwise overcast with a little rain. Tonight's low 51. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, breezy and cool. Tomorrow's high 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 50. Mostly cloudy Thursday. It'll be cool with spotty showers. Thursday, we'll see a high of 69. Cloudy skies Friday, couple of showers and a thunderstorm, the high 69. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
It'll make you cry, but it'll make you laugh. Both. I'm talking about No Safe Spaces, starring Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla, That's what they tell us, and I've seen it. It's really a powerful film, folks. No safe spaces. Smart, vital, urgent. But I agree, one of the most important documentaries that you and I need to see these days. It's a film that illustrates how America, this great country, is exceptional, but how the values that we've held so dearly, free speech and the right to hold to our opinions, even if nobody else agrees with them, those are under assault as never before. In fact, Hollywood doesn't want you to see this movie. The big groups in Hollywood wouldn't help market it. Netflix wouldn't touch it. Amazon, that ought to tell you itself. The content is very important, but you need to see it because it involves our freedom of speech along with every other American. You can check it out at nosafespaces.com. Just go to nosafespaces.com. Remember, there's a discount code that saves 25%, and that discount code is simply SAVE25. nosafespaces.com, discount code SAVE25. Now, I want to thank you for what you've done and are doing in our campaign with this wonderful ministry, American Leprosy Mission. Think about it. For $30, curing a child in one of 16 nations where ALM is working right now of leprosy, curing that child from that curse and scourge for life. David in Silver Spring, my friend, thank you for doing that for a child. $30 gift. Ronald in Ashton, $45. Adrian in Oxon Hill, $10. Bridget in Jefferson, Maryland, a $90 gift for three kids. Lindsay in North Beach, $90 more. Gerald in Fairfax, $60. That's how we're getting it done. We just have 95 more kids waiting for your call right now. The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Mission and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
What if the only way you had to feed your family was stolen from you by a cruel disease?
For the farmer whose hands are now useless, leprosy is a cruel thief.
Leprosy's power to cripple, disfigure, and shame is as strong as it's ever been.
But American Leprosy Missions is working to change this, and you can help.
You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
And of course, we're all set up for you at WAVA.com. Either of those websites will work just fine. But we thank you for doing something right now. If it's one child or two or three or ten, we really need your help. We don't mind pleading on behalf of these children. Scott Wilder here with me. And Scott, you, in an earlier segment, you alluded to a story about a man that we need to hear about, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We were in Ghana, and we had gone there to see a man who had leprosy. So we met with him. And the story was he was living in another city, a town, village. They're not cities like our cities, living in a village. And he thought he had something wrong with him. And his brother thought he had leprosy. Well, this man went to all the tribal doctors. And, of course, nothing worked. I mean, they tried all those things that they do, you know, potions and all this kind of stuff. And nothing worked. Well, finally, this man went and got his brother and brought him back to his village, and they took him to the hospital. It turns out he did have leprosy, and so got in the medication. He was there, and so he was no longer contagious, but he had just begun the medication a couple of months before. And so we were there to hear his story. We went to meet him, and in that culture, as you know, Don, you know, you don't just show up and say, "Okay, we're here, tell us a story," and then you leave. Everything is just protocol. There's all kinds of introductions and different things you have to do. So we took a lot of food. We wanted to feed him, and then we'll hear his story later, but first establish sort of relationship. So we had this food, and we gave him the food, and we had food to eat there with him. He took the food from us. He went off into a field, and he turned his back to us and sat by himself all alone and ate. He was so used to not being with people that he went off by himself. He wasn't being rude. He just knew people don't want to be near me. They don't want to be with me. And so when he was away, we talked to his brother and we said, you know, he's no longer contagious. I mean, he doesn't have to be away from you at all. And this man's face just lit up. When his brother came back, he told him the news. They hugged. It was just, it was unbelievable. So American Leprosy Missions does work with adults and children. We talk about children all the time because we think that's the best way to catch something quite early. And we know that, 52 children are diagnosed every day with leprosy. And so we know that if we can simply do, you know, 52 this hour, we would be able to keep up with the number that would be diagnosed today. And so American Leprosy Missions, you know, works with people, delivering the gospel of Jesus Christ, doing all of this in Jesus' name, delivering the cure and the care for those suffering from leprosy. And this man, you know, he was so used to the shame that comes with leprosy that he could not imagine that being with people would be something that the other people would want. And so there is a physical ailment. There is also the social stigma that comes with leprosy. And so today you're bringing families back together. I mean, this is friends back together. You talk about social distancing. You know, as you said a minute ago, you know, this is our right now, but this is their always. We're going to see a light at the end of the tunnel here. This is going to be, I'm not saying it's insignificant. It is significant. What's happening is significant. But we know, even though we don't know exactly when or how, every person believes we're going to get past this. That's not the case for somebody suffering from leprosy. And the world is not going to do this. This is ours to do. Christ did exactly this. We get to be Jesus with skin on today. We get to say not just what would Jesus do, the WWJD, but what did Jesus do? When the man came and said, Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Are you willing? Christ said, I am willing. And today we can say the same thing. It's easy to do. $300 cures 10, $600 cures 20, 60 cures a brother and sister. Call right now, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at wava.com.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Hi, Don Crow here. Folks, as hard as it may be to believe, the disease of leprosy still exists. And while most of us think of leprosy as only something occurring in biblical times, the fact is that approximately 52 children every single day are diagnosed with this devastating disease. And beyond the physical impact of leprosy, there's also the severe social stigma. A woman forced to give up her job in the marketplace and now no longer able to support her family. A man whose hands and feet are damaged by the disease, no longer able to work in the fields to feed his family. However, you and I can help change those realities with a generous one-time gift to American Leprosy Missions of just $90, which will provide the cure for leprosy for 3 people, literally giving them their very lives back again. Would you do that? Would you call 800-979-1980 with a generous gift right now? 800-979-1980, or you can give online at WAVA.com. Just use the keyword heal.
Grace to you with John MacArthur is heard Monday through Friday at 9 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Focus on your future and let Regent University help. Access your free social distancing scholarship to help you pursue your online degree and your goals. While times are uncertain, you can be certain of this. At Regent, you'll receive world-class support and exceptional instruction from a nationally ranked Christian university. Call 800-373-5504 and mention the social distancing scholarship. Hurry, this offer ends June 1st. Call 800-373-5504 now.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
It affects your nerves, and when it destroys your nerves, you lose sensation in your fingers or in your feet or in your eyes, and it makes it so that you can't use your hands to work. You can't blink your eyes, and so people will go blind from it. It is a disease that disables people for life.
We're talking about a disease that probably many folks think doesn't even exist anymore. Read about it in the Bible, and we know Jesus healed people from that disease. But it's still very much, sadly, very much alive in some 16 nations today, if I'm right, Scott Wilder.
Yeah, it's actually more than 16 nations. American Leprosy Missions works in 16 of those nations to make sure that the care and the cure are delivered to people and the message of Jesus Christ. There are some places where you simply cannot go safely with the message of Jesus Christ openly. And so there are some of those places that are a little bit either done in a secretive way or just something we perhaps can't even talk about. But American Leprosy Missions is working around the globe, around the clock, to deliver the cure for leprosy. And today you have a chance to do that at 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. Click on the banner also at WAVA.com. We're waiting on your phone call today. We have, I know that, you know, in this world of COVID-19, and we talk about social distancing, and we talk about, people. I just heard a thing the other day on NPR, and they were talking about how important it is, the sense of touch, how important it is for people to be able to touch and feel the touch of other people. And it's so funny. How long have I been saying that exact same thing? Because I come back from a place, the land of no hugs, where you go to a place that, where leprosy is the concern. That it's a land of no hugs. But now that it impacts us, we kind of go, hey, you know, really, personal contact is really, really important. And we know that it is. But this is our right now. This is there always. And today, you can provide that cure for leprosy really easy by picking up the phone and calling that number, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at WAVA.com. Our goal this half hour is to do this for 75 kids, 75 children, because 52 children every day worldwide are diagnosed with leprosy. So we have 75, that's a total of $2,250. You know how you get to 75 kids cured of leprosy? You do it for 5 or 10 or 20 or 2 or 1. Do a monthly gift or a one-time gift. Don't miss the blessing. As I said before, this is ours to do. The world is not going to do this. Not going to be a big thing on Fox or wherever, or some combination of all the streaming services at once. It's not going to happen, not for leprosy. So if we don't do it, it's not going to be done. I mean, think of that for a second. If we don't do this, it will not be done. We are the only ones that are going to do this. So $90 today cures 3 of leprosy, $300 cures 10, $600 cures 20, $750 cures 25 of leprosy. Maybe just count up your kids and say, that's how many I'm going to cure. Count up your blessings and say, that's what I'm going to do. You know, springtime and Easter and Mother's Day and all these things that we celebrate where we have gatherings, usually gatherings of kids. Maybe you're gathering them on virtually, but you can still go, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There you go, 9. How many could I do for 9? 9. I could cure 9 by providing $270 or 10, round it up, at $300. So today really is the day to do it. Now's the time to do it. Don't put it off. Don't miss the blessing. I just know that if we delay, we'll get distracted, and then we'll just be derailed, and we won't even be able to participate in it, and we're not going to experience the blessing. And so do this today. It's so good to do good, and we have an opportunity to do this thing that is so near and dear, I believe, to the Lord's heart, to restore people to dignity. You know, we've said before that leprosy strips the victims of everything that makes us human. It takes away the way we look. It takes away our ability to have sensation in the feeling through our hands and our feet. It takes away our eyesight, ultimately, it can. And it takes away our ability to be connected to people, to receive hugs, to give hugs. It strips the victims of everything that makes us human. So when you are providing that cure, you are reversing the curse. You're turning it all around, and all of a sudden, they have a land of hugs again. They don't lose their eyesight. They don't lose their fingers and toes. They don't lose the sensation in their hands. So, yes, it's about delivering the cure. It's also about restoring people to dignity. And then, of course, most importantly, delivering the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the most important thing ever. To deliver a cure for the temporal and a cure for the eternal. What a bargain to do that for $30 a person. $600 for two for 20, $750 for 25. Call right now in the waning moments of this half hour. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Semeré was a respected sheikh well known throughout southern Ethiopia for persecuting Christians. So it was certainly a shock when he approached his fellow mosque leaders and told them he had become a Christian. 2 days later, a group of Muslims armed with torches and weapons descended on Semeré's home and burned it to the ground. But as they watched their home burn, something amazing happened. Semeré's wife, who until this point had rejected Christ, had a change of heart. She declared, "From today on, we will die for Jesus." Praise God, because even the flames of persecution cannot stop the gospel.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them suffer alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind
the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The coronavirus pandemic has forced us to find new ways to live, but how does it affect our faith? Get a free download of John Piper's Coronavirus in Christ from Family Life Today.
This is a time when the fragile form of this world is felt. The seeming solid foundations are shaking.
In this free book, you'll get answers to your questions and concerns.
Find hope and faith in this free John Piper book. Download now at WAVA.com, keyword God.
If you own or run a business that's open and operating, we want to help you get the word out. Go to WAVA.com and click the Shop Local display. Fill out the web form and we'll add you to our business directory. This service is free and part of WAVA's effort to help the local business community succeed. Go to WAVA.com.
Pointing you to God every day. We're 105.1 FM, WAVA.
You see no way out. There's no way to beat this thing. It will not go away.
Dr. Tony Evans says when problems like that start piling up, our emotions can start melting down.
Depression is not a sign of lack of spirituality. So guess what? It's possible for spiritual people to get depressed.
Modern lessons learned from the life of Elijah. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
It is a powerful story when somebody who went with a disease like leprosy into a facility comes back home restored. That's a big transformation in the minds of many, because then they can see, so it is true, this disease can be cured.
Aren't those beautiful words? This disease can be cured. 800-979-1980, online, WAVA.com. Scott, that's a beautiful thing to hear.
Well, it really is. I remember being out, I was traveling with one of the great photographers, and we took along an old Polaroid. And so we had the Polaroid shots with little white edges. And we gave them a pen and asked them to write whatever they would like to write in their own language. And we happened to be in, Côte d'Ivoire, I guess, because it was a former French colony. And so one gentleman, we took a picture of him with his permission and showed him the picture and then gave him a pen and said, you can write anything you want. And he wrote, let's see if I can say, remember how he said it. He wrote, adieu pour toujours. Which is goodbye forever, leprosy.
Wow.
He said, la lepra. Goodbye forever. Adieu. Pour toujours. Goodbye forever to leprosy, because he had been cured. And today, you know, you have a chance to open the eyes of people and to, their whole world changes. You are giving them a future that they will not have if you don't call today. This is ours to do. So we might have others say goodbye forever. Dear leprosy, goodbye forever. That's what he said.
Mm.
Dear leprosy, goodbye forever. Wow. And that's what you could do today. So we're so happy to be with you, Don, and to be with our great friends here at a time when we could be thinking only of ourselves. During COVID-19, we know that we're just now getting a taste of what people who suffer with a much worse disease, this is our right now. This is their always. We have an end at some point, even if we can't say exactly how or when. We believe it will turn around for us, but it can only turn around for people suffering from leprosy. In my view, if the people of God will stand up and deliver the saving knowledge of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus Christ, along with the cure for leprosy today. $90 does this for three. $300 does it for 10. $600 does it for 20. Do the math. But do it right now. Call right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
Let's do it, folks. Let's cure as many people as we can in the next few hours. And just make that call, whether it's $30 for one, $90 for three, $150 for five. Anything you can do, we need your help now. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.